All right, let's put the doubleheader first game. You got the win, and Melanie Goff got her first win of the year in the circle and probably one of her better performances of the year.
Yes, she did a good job for us. She had a little rough first inning as far as hitting spots and getting pitches to do what she wanted it to do. But then once we kind of found a groove there in the second inning, she did a really good job of staying there and using the umpire strike zone, what he was giving her and what the batters were giving her, and just kind of rattled off a couple innings there in the middle without any problems. They started to make an adjustment. They get that run, I think later in the game, maybe the fifth inning or so. But still held her composure, kind of came back. If they're going to adjust to that, let's go with our next game plan, and did a great job of closing out that game.
And you fell behind 2-0, so it's always, you know, you never like to fall behind, especially in the first inning, but you're able to score one in the first and then eventually come back and win it.
Yeah, I thought we did a great job answering them. We put the ball in play. We hit it hard on the ground in that first game. We were able to rally and string some quality at-bats together. We took advantage of some of the errors that they made. And we did a good job of really maintaining that for the most part throughout the game. I think maybe there's an inning, one or two innings, where we didn't have, you know, a quality at-bat in the inning or that sort of thing. But all in all, I thought, you know, our presence at the plate was good in that first game.
He had 9 hits. This is a pitcher that pitched complete game win over Arizona State, who's the defending national champion, 3-1. Well, I mean, what did we do? Well, I guess you just answered part of it, but your approach at the plate against her.
Well, I think we're always going to be, you know, aggressive with strikes in the strike zone, and she was more of a down ball pitcher than necessarily an up ball pitcher, which makes that a little bit easier for us to hit hard line drives and ground balls, which is where we kind of want to live. So I thought we, you know, just. Sometimes it can be so frustrating, because if they will just have that focus and that intensity, we've seen really good pitching. We have great pitchers in our conference. So I feel like a lot of the stuff that we see in the midweek is not any better than what we're going to see on the weekend. So I'm proud of our girls for coming out and doing the work necessary in that first game to be successful offensively.
And then in the second game, you started Erin, and she had some problems, left the ball out over the plate. And when she gets in trouble, I mean, she's given up 15 or 16 home runs. I mean, how does she get herself in trouble?
Well, I think not hitting spots all the way. I know there were a couple times we wanted stuff wasted off the plate and just wasn't far enough. And they're a pretty free-swinging team. And pitches got elevated, not knee height, which typically will result in a ground ball for her. So, I knew the first inning didn't get off to where we want it to be, but I've seen her, you know, a couple of weeks ago against Northwestern, she came right back and really just rattled off, you know, 4 or 5 flawless innings after that. So, I've seen her make that adjustment before, and today it just didn't happen, and you got to give McNeese, you know, credit for really hitting the ball hard. But I think, you know, that's why we've got a pitching staff. That's why we, you know, need more than just one kid to be the go-to.
And then you fell behind 5-1, but you did a good job offensively. You scored a run here, you scored 2 there, and you at least gave yourself a chance.
Sure. To leave the bases loaded in, I think it was the 6th inning, after we had scored the 2 runs, was a little tough. Would have liked to have been able to push another run across there or take advantage of those runners in scoring position. But we did a good job in the 7th inning to generate some momentum going, or at least getting the tying run on. And that's at the top of our order where we wanted to be, and just could not get anything going beyond that. So, we're still looking for 2 consistent games back-to-back. We've shown that we can do it for a game. We've shown that we can do it for a game and a half. And to go into conference tournament, it's going to be about what team is performing most consistently at that point in time and who does it over the course of 2 or 3 days, not just one single game.